Good morning, Member of Parliament Nick Wakeling.
Oh, good morning to your listeners, and it's wonderful to be on the radio.
Thank you. Welcome back from the Middle East.
Well, I've had the wonderful opportunity to visit Israel, my first visit to the region, and amazing, and I'm sure many of your listeners don't need to be told how great Israel is. But for me, my only perception of Israel is obviously from television, and so certainly, you know, the issues of the region, when you get there, you know, you learn so many other things about the country that for many Australians wouldn't know. So I think it's one of those hidden gems that more Australians should get out and visit.
You know, I think that the first sight when you come into a country is really the mosaic of people. Could you find the similarities between the Australian and the Israeli peoplehood and the migration impressions that you get from the first day?
Well, look, certainly from the first day we landed at the airport of television, and then we went to Jerusalem and then went straight into some meetings with some of the startup industries there. You know, there was some, you know, some of the entrepreneurial spirit there was amazing. There were some similarities certainly with Australia, but I think there was something particularly peculiar or that stood out, which came through the Israeli community in terms of their entrepreneurial spirit and their sense of country, and certainly sparked something that, you know, for many Australians, we often don't see. So I think it was one of those great positives that you get to learn from another country.
One of your colleagues said in one of the interviews that despite all the challenges and threats, Israel's most precious resource is the ingenuity of its people, honest, happy, genuine and a sincere desire to find peaceful solution to challenges facing the Middle East. Did you have the impression that that's the case?
Look, I went to the country with a brief understanding of the history. As a lot of Australians, you like to think you understand the history of a country like Israel, but it's not until you get there you actually understand and you immerse yourself in the issues that the country has faced. And I also, having a background in industrial relations and spending many years in trying to negotiate and resolve disputes, I sort of went into the country with an understanding of how can this country achieve peace, which has eluded it. One of the thoughts I took into the country was that in any dispute, both sides need to acknowledge that each other has a legitimate claim to be at the table, and that secondly, both sides need to understand to reach an agreement, there needs to be a shift, a movement, negotiation by both sides to achieve an outcome. And certainly from my visit to not only having discussions with people in Israel, but also talking to some of the people within the Palestinian community, I got a sense from my visit in Palestine that what was being said wasn't being seen in terms of acceptance of the state of Israel and also a willingness to really negotiate a true settlement.
Do you see a hope that in neighbouring countries in the Middle East you'll have a pure democracy like Australia and Israel, maybe with different systems, but in a way the freedom of choice and the freedom of voting and feeling free to say what you like to say?
There was so much similarities between Israel and Australia with respect to the pursuit of democracy, the right for people, you know, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of thought, so many things that we strive for in this country which are being seen in Israel. And I just recall a meeting with someone from the Palestinian Authority that was, you know, saying that, you know, we want, and we put questions to them, and we were granted the opportunity to do that. I'm grateful for that. And they said that they, you know, yes, we want to see a solution and a two-state solution, but, you know, juxtaposed to that was we just had been in their community where their map of Palestine was effectively a map of Israel. And so I sort of thought to myself, if you're going to say something, you actually have to deliver that with outcomes and with actions. And to me, the sense of it was what they were telling their community was very different to what they were telling people like myself. And that, you know, certainly concerns me as to whether or not, you know, there is the capacity to achieve a true peace in the region. And I don't profess to be an expert at all. I mean, I'm merely a visitor that's had the grateful opportunity to visit for the first time and would want to go back again. But again, these were the concerns that I saw in terms of what was being put to us, and, you know, that concerns me the opportunity to reach a resolution.
We are now speaking to Victorian Member of Parliament, Nick Wakeling. And I'd like to ask you, Nick, about, I would say, the human side of representations at the Israeli Parliament, at the Knesset. Mm-hmm. Have you seen many women around you in the corridors at the Israeli Parliament, the Israeli Knesset?
Yes. Well, I mean, certainly we had an opportunity to meet with two members of the Knesset, and certainly there was an opportunity to meet with one of the female members who recently toured Australia, and so it was a great opportunity to talk to her about what's happening in her country, what's happening within her democracy. But can I say there's a real sense of entrepreneurial spirit amongst your young people. One thing I really admired was the fact that through the service that they provide their country in the army or in the services really brings out a spirit of entrepreneurship. And if I can just give you one quick example, we had the opportunity to meet some early 20 entrepreneurs, and I was sitting with a 21-year-old who was currently serving in the Navy, and she was working in the submarine corps, and she was telling me the story how she had to show Australian admirals how to operate Israeli submarines. And for the Australian admirals, they thought it concerning that they were being shown how to operate a submarine by a 21-year-old, but that's what she does as part of her service. And I just thought, I looked at the way she was living her life as a 21-year-old, and I married that again to happening in Australia, and we've certainly got a lot to learn.
And that's why I would like to ask you the final question about your vision for collaborating between Australia and Israel on innovations, on technology transfer, or vice versa, sending young students, innovators to Israel and from Israel to here to make a sort of exchange scheme and learn from each other.
Look, absolutely. I mean, just the vision and the innovation that's being developed in Israel, and everyone talks about the startup nation. I think there's a great opportunity for us to build on what's happening between both nations. I mean, work's already happening, and I commend the universities and those businesses that are already invested in the relationship. But I think it opened up my eyes just to think, even from a secondary education level, there's a great opportunity for us to be sharing ideas, to be sharing teaching staff, to, you know, principals. There's just real opportunities to benefit not only Israel, but more importantly, to be benefiting the state of Victoria. We've got a great relationship. We're both founded on democracy, and we both share a support for both countries. And I think it's just a great opportunity for all of us to improve and increase that relationship.
Thank you, Member of Parliament Nick Wakeling, on your return from Israel. And I'm sure the listeners would appreciate your approach to your visit to Israel, and looking forward, of course, to hear more about your initiatives in the future.
Thank you again, and thanks again to your listeners.
Thank you very much. Bye. Bye, Nick.
Bye.